Is this the part where I use my school ID to chop it up?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So here we are. Chuck pulls out the Coke out of his pocket, and we're like, "Oh, all right." His little dime bag, as you all know, or some people call them like a 25-cent bag, quarter bag, nickel bag, doesn't matter. All right. So he pulls this out of his pocket, and it's got a little bit of Coke in it, or a good bit, and so we're all chilling there, and he dumps it out. And we're like, oh, all right, we're actually gonna do this at school. And we're like, this shit's wild, okay?
Yeah.
And so we're just like, we're doing this. And it's like, it was already chopped up.
Was
And
it
like,
me, you, Josh, and Carson?
no, that's why Josh was so pissed because Josh wasn't there. Josh was
I know
sitting in with
Anthony
he
just
wasn't.
followed us, and Jonathan followed us, even though we told both of them to fuck off. No, Anthony
Yeah.
followed us because I had some of his ecstasy.
Yeah. And better than everybody else fucked off. What if Anthony? Okay, back to the story. Everything was already mushed down. Everything was already all clean and cut. And I got my school ID out, my school ID to cut it into lines so that we could like have equal lines, which I don't know how equal the said lines were.
They weren't equal as all at all. You got
No,
like a
yeah,
big ass line. Carson got a small one, and I got a pretty big ass one.
dude, I love cocaine, dude. Like, not gonna lie. Okay.
For real.
And I'll also, like, no cap though, given the chance, I would do that shit again.
Bro, so I was high as fuck off ecstasy and cocaine that day too. It really
Yeah,
screwed
yeah.
me over.
And, because he just got, and he also did a little bit of coke beforehand, because, didn't he let you try some whenever you were in his car?
Yeah. Because he just like, because the extra stuff that was sitting around, he
Yeah.
pulled out a fat ass line right there. So I did two fat ass lines.
Dang. It's actually pretty cool. But yeah, if you have the chance to do coke, it's not that I recommend it. If you don't want to do it, I guess don't do it, right? But if you kind of want to do it, if anyone tells you it's scary, don't listen to that shit because it's not scary. All right. See, Chucky Boy over here, he told me the first time that we were going to do it that it was going to be scary and like
Your
all this shit.
cocaine was shit, though.
What the fuck are you
The
talking
first time,
about? You
just
were telling me that you did like an entire gram the first time you did it.
oh yeah, not sure it was scary.
And but we only did like our first time we only got like a 60 sec, and also it was a what's his name though, it was a he who should not be named,
Yeah, I'll say about that.
but yeah, what's it called, yeah, cocaine's lit. What's another thing that we need to do
Okay,
before we
so
wrap it up? Okay.
we all left the bathroom, and I'm already high as fuck of ecstasy. And this kid named Lane, like this fucker, looks
Oh
like
my
he's straight
God.
off Big Mouth. He goes, "Were you guys doing cocaine in the bathroom?" And I'm like,
Well, he, yeah,
"Lane,
because
what the
first he's
fuck?"
like, dude, is Chuck, he's like, didn't he ask you if you're high on ecstasy first or something
Yeah,
like that?
he asked me if I was selling ecstasy in the bathroom and if I was doing cocaine in the bathroom.
Yeah, and then I guess after he gets done talking to Chuck, he's like, no, I remember being pissed off of you for a little bit because he was like, yo, did y'all just get done doing coke in the bathroom? I was like, who the fuck told you that? And I think he said, oh, Chuck said something about it. And then I think the reason Lane found out was because of Jonathan, and he went to you to confirm.
Yeah, and I told him not to tell anyone.
Yeah, then we got a fucking group of people already finding out about this shit. So we're already freaking out because, oh, fuck, dude. It was fucking wild. Oh, okay. So we're walking through the halls, and we're not supposed to be in the halls during lunch. And do you remember that whenever we walked by the counselor's hall, and that kid was like, oh, hey, y'all need to get to class or something like that?
Yeah, he told us to go
Dude, my
back into the
heart fucking
lunchroom.
dropped.
Oh my God.
I was like, oh fuck, dude. Because he was like, what are y'all doing back here? And I was like, oh fuck, oh fuck, oh fuck. All right? And I was like,
Okay.
super fucking scared.
For scheduling purposes, okay, how our scheduling worked, it was lunch, and then,
Fifth period.
yeah,
Oh my God. Okay,
fifth
so that
period.
time that we did it was probably like the biggest line I've done. Right?
Really?
No, I wouldn't say the biggest line, but I'd say probably the best stuff that I did. Because the
Yeah.
second time we did it with dude, the second time we did it, so here's a little fun fact. Christian, who we might have on the show later. All right, just a little Christian. Fuck, what was I talking about? Oh yeah. So we get our buddy Christian after telling him about us doing coke and all this stuff, and we're like, all right. And he's like, dude, I want to try it. And keep in mind, this kid has only smoked pot one time, and that one time was with us. So we're like,
Yeah, and he was,
oh God, dude.
yeah.
And we were all slumped. So we do a, dude, we smoke a fuck ton of weed. And then we get the Coke, and then we did some. We did a lot of lines, and me and Josh did like 4 lines by ourselves. And then Christian only does 1, and then he has another one out. So I take half of his line. Josh takes half of his line, and then I take the other half and tell him that my fan was on and it blew his line away. And he was way too high to notice, so it didn't really matter. But yeah, that was fucking funny. But that stuff that we did was probably the best Coke that we had. And I remember just being so fucked up in like 5th period, like, oh dude, just like chilling and stuff, and being like, damn, I kind of feel hyper as fuck right now.
Then I went to class, and I was like, I had like chills, but like my skin was sweating, and I was like, oh fuck, because I only took basically 2 pills because it was a double. But so I felt kind of good. And then that Coke hit me, and I was like, oh, fuck me. And the next period, 6 periods, that's when me and Wesley and Mr. Urban together.
Yeah.
And I go, and I'm like still high as fuck. Were you still high?
Yeah, I was pretty. I was like, I wouldn't say it was wearing off, but it was like,
it was peaking. Like at the constant.
It was kind of like peaking a little bit during that time.
Okay, okay.
So not at long, not oh, it was peaking in passing period. So not too long after passing period, it started like going down and kind of not being as whack, I guess you could say.
Yeah. And then that period ends. I go to 7th, fine. And then 8th, I'm like somewhat still high, so I was like, fuck it. Because I thought I was just wearing off the ecstasy. I was wearing off the coat. So I said, fuck it. And I popped a whole nother fucking double tap. So I'm pretty fucking high. If you don't know anything about ecstasy, it's called the love drug. And that's because it makes you horny as fuck.
Oh, and this like is my favorite part.
My hip just like kept going up and down, up and down. Like I was just humping air. And the attempt to stop it, I put my binder on it and try to push it down. It basically looked, I was over there like humping my binder, and I was like, push it down.
Oh,
only like one person noticed in the whole class. And like Miss Shipley came on, I like stopped. And I was like, yes, ma'am. I don't think she noticed. She was like,
Are you okay?
And I was like,
she probably noticed, and she was like, oh, fuck, dude.
Bro, and I was so fucking high.
I bet
she asked me, like, am I okay?
You were in Miss Server's class during that time. I bet it was only because you were Miss Shipley's.
Bro, yeah, because Miss Shipley's hot as fuck. Like,
dude,
this is like her very first year. In her-
yes, dude. And every, okay, little side note, everyone takes advantage of her, and she's like the sweetest teacher. She's also the youngest teacher that's ever taught at Randall. She's 21, 5 years older than her students, dude. Imagine dealing with that. She's basically, dude, she. I can't believe it. She went to she made a lot for herself, though, if you think about it. She went to college. She got her degree already within 5 years. So that means she went straight out of high school to college. And I think that's just pretty cool.